Good morning. We're continuing with Chayotim, Klalam and Aleph, Simitah Zion. But Yom Shiesh Beis Sifrei Torah, a day that we have two Sifrei Torah, Shabbos or Shchodesh, for example, multiple other scenarios where we take a two Sifrei Torah, Pesach, one for the Kriya of the day, one for the Karbonas and Parshas Pinchas, etc. So, Minogenu, Lartziyam Kachas. So, very interesting question. Is it appropriate to take out both Sefer Torah at the same time, which is what we do? And Chayim says, that's our minhag. Maybe you should take out one, learn from it, finish it, put it away, and take out the second one. What's the question? The question is, there's a concept of Eidos in Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. We don't bundle up doing mitzvahs, like, let's try and get it all done in one shot instead of giving each one its own focus. So is that appropriate? The Gemara says, so the rule is, ain't oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You cannot bundle up to do mitzvahs. It's relevant for, we don't use the same kais by Sheva Brochas for the purpose of benching, and for the first purpose of saying Sheva Brochas. Like, why should I use two cups of wine? I'll do all the brochas, the Sheva Brochas, which is one set of brochas, and the bracha for the Birchas HaMozen. There's the same cup for both. Yeah, save money. Well, that's exactly the point. That's like an insult to the mitzvah that you feel like you have a need to sort of like bundle them together and do multiple mitzvahs together at one shot. And then where it talks about, so how can we say Kiddush and Havdalah by Yontif night and the same cup? But that's not our point for now. So there's a concept of Ein Rosh Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. So now we cannot do the mitzvah together. But maybe we should argue that not only cannot do the mitzvah, but even the preparatory steps for the mitzvah, like bringing out the mitzvah, we should not do them together. And there actually is an opinion which says that's a problem. The Magen Avraham points this out. In Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, so according to the Magen Avraham says an opinion, that according to Tosfos, that by Sheva Brochas, we don't pour both cups at the same time. You pour the cup of the Birchas HaMazon and you bench. You finish benching, you pour the second cup, and you say the brachas of Sheva Brachas on that cup, and then you say the Birchas cup and you drink. But to pour both at the same time, so, listen, hey, we're doing our pouring, let's get all the pouring done now, and we'll do the blessings later on. So that's like, again, you're bundling up in the mitzvah, even in that, in the preparatory step of pouring the wine. So that's the opinion of Tosfos. And according to Tosfos, Magen Avraham says you would take out the Sifrei Torah one at a time, but that's not our minhag. So the minhag is Tziyam Kachas, we take them both out at the same time, and the preparatory step of bringing them both out at the same time is okay. But regards to actually using the Sefer, the steps which are involved in the actual direct usage, you cannot bundle them up. So while you're wrapping up Sefer Torah number one, let's start opening up Sefer Torah number two. So no. Finish with Sefer Torah number one, totally. Finish rolling it up, tying it up, covering it, and then you start with the next one. Otherwise, it's a form and sense of that we're bundling together, we're trying to do two mitzvahs at the same time. That's inappropriate. So the law is you cannot open up the second Sefer Torah until you're totally, completely finished closing the first Sefer Torah. So that's an important halacha. The Gabbai has to know that sometimes you have a minyan which is in a rush, so while they're busy tying up Sefer Torah number one, they're busy opening up Sefer Torah number two, that as soon as they finish with closing Sefer Torah number one, they're ready to they're calling up the oila, and they're, the guy's ready to shoot out of the start line and the saying the brachas immediately so we can get moving on. So that's not the law. You know how to do that. Now the law is furthermore that it's not appropriate to take the first one away until the second one is brought placed on the shulchan. So we put the second one on the shulchan and we say kaddish for both of them together. There's a kaddish which we say over both of them. And let's clarify this halacha: why emesalkan rishonat shkara hanichol beis al shulchan, and some of the halachas of the concept of this kaddish. But Be'ez Hashem, we will do that in tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.